Okay, it's Halloween. This is the park. Witches meet their soulmate on Halloween if their birthday falls on a full moon. And my birthday is on a full moon this year. I know. I ran the lunar calculations 5 times. And I'm a witch. Wait, I'm a witch, right? Oh, I hope I didn't lose my powers somehow. I'm probably catastrophizing, but I have heard it can happen, although it's extremely rare. But I should test just to be safe. Let's see. Abernatha! Huh, well, at least I can still turn water into ice. That means... Hey, sir? Watch out, that puddle is ice? No, it's better if you just go around it. Sorry, I was practicing my spells. Yes, I'll fix it. I'm sorry, I'm fixing it now. What was it? Ananatha. See, it's back to water. No harm done. Yes, I'll be more careful in the future. Good day to you too. I'm glad Jinx wasn't here to see that. He'd probably yell at me for being senseless. To think I went all those years of my life thinking that familiars respected their witches. And then I met Jinx. He's... well, I guess he's about as respectful as you would expect from a cat. Which is not very. At least I know I'm still a witch, though. I hope that guy wasn't my soulmate. He seemed pretty ticked off. I don't think he's the biggest fan of witches. Although, he was also 80 years old. I don't think an 80-year-old could be my soulmate. You never know, though. Love is funny sometimes. I've gotta stop talking to myself. If he is watching me right now, he probably thinks I'm crazy. Okay, relax. Okay, I'm just gonna sit down on this bench and read my book as planned. Hopefully he notices me. Just play it cool. Okay, I think it was on page... Ah! What the? Ah, get off me! Who the heck even are you? Whoever you are, you can't just go around scaring people like this. Get off me! Stop laughing! There's only one person I would ever let tease me like that, and he's... Oh, it's you. You're back? No, I'm happy to see you. I'm just surprised. You just seem so dead set on living here for good this time. You kept saying you had bigger dreams to chase elsewhere. So I thought I'd never see you again. So what brought you... Hey, I asked you first. Well, I started to ask you first, at least. You never could wait when you got excited about something. Anyway, I never left, so you can't ask me what brought me back here. I just never wanted to, is all. I guess that's the thing about being a witch. You can go anywhere, anytime you please. So there just isn't that much reason to move anywhere else. Actually, that's part of why I never tried to talk you out of leaving. I knew I could always fly to you if we needed each other. I was a little worried you wouldn't ask me, though. You were always stubborn about asking for help, too. Wait, you're not back because something bad happened to you, are you? You can tell me if it did. I promise I won't judge. I don't think I could ever judge you. No? Well, that's good. I know moving away can be tough, but I wouldn't want anything to stand in the way of your dreams. But if that's not it, then why are you back? Stop trying to distract me. I told you why I'm here. I never left. Oh, you mean, why did I come to the park today? Well, I've always come here. You normally came here with me before you left. You know how much I love it. We met by those swings, remember? Some boy tried to cut the line, saying it was his turn, and you stood up for me. You told him that I was next. And we've been friends ever since. Maybe that's why I like the park so much. Reminds me of you. I have visited it a lot since you left, now that I think about it. I don't know. Maybe I was hoping to spot your face in the crowd. That must sound ridiculous. No, that wasn't why I came today. I just wanted a nice place to read my book. See? This one's my favorite. But you already know that. You're the one who got me hooked on this series. You kept saying that I had to read it. And now I've read it at least a dozen times. And it was such a nice day that I just couldn't resist coming here and starting it again. No, that's not the only reason I'm here today. Yeah, it's Halloween. You know, the Halloween. And I just thought that the park might be a nice place to... It's silly, I know. Thanks, it's nice to know that somebody understands. Jinx thinks I'm being ridiculous, of course. If it were up to him, I would just stay in my bedroom and wait for my soulmate to fall from the sky. But even magic isn't quite that strong. Love, the real kind of love, takes work. And you can't find it unless you put yourself out there. Well, that's how I think it should work, at least. It seems how it ought to work. After all, who wants fate to simply choose a lover for you and bind them to your side? Seems more like an arranged marriage than true love. So I hope it's not like that. But in truth, I don't have much of an idea how the soulmate bond works. No witch does, actually. I've never heard of anyone's soulmate dropping from the sky. But I doubt too many witches wanted to test the spell. After all, if you had the chance to find true love, would you be willing to risk it slipping away? Wait, you knew my birthday was on a full moon this year. You knew it before I even said it. So you must have run the lunar calculations too. But why would you... Oh... That's why you're here, isn't it? You wanted to come today because today is the day that I'm supposed to meet my soulmate. You don't have to say anything. I can tell by the look on your face. Well, what did you want to do? Stop it? Oh, I don't know. Hey, it's okay. I'm not angry. I promise that I'm not angry. I just wasn't expecting this. I didn't plan for this. I didn't even think to imagine this. So now I don't know what to say. But that doesn't mean it's not what I want. It is. And I don't know how I know that all of a sudden, but I do. I think I just didn't realize it before, because I never thought it was a possibility. I was supposed to meet my soulmate on Halloween, and you were supposed to go off far away and chase your dreams. I just thought that was how it was supposed to end. But now? Now I think I'm starting to see the truth. And the truth is, I've spent far too much time letting my life be dictated by fate and not seeing what's in front of my own two eyes. But now that you're here, I want us to make our own ending. And you must as well. Otherwise, you wouldn't have come back. So, let's decide our own fate. I don't care what the moon says. I thought I did, but all that time I spent dreaming about my soulmate, I was really dreaming about you. I don't know how I didn't realize it until I saw you today, but I'm really, really glad you came back. Because I can see you so much clearer now. And who knows? Maybe you really are my soulmate. Maybe you were truly who I was supposed to meet today. Like I said earlier, I don't really know how it's supposed to work. Maybe us meeting again counts the same as us meeting the first time. It's possible, at least. But even if I was meant to meet somebody else, even if you aren't my true soulmate, I don't care. Because fate couldn't possibly have chosen a more perfect partner for me than you. I know that. I know it with all my heart. And you know it too. I can see it in your eyes. So let's go. I'm far more afraid of losing you than I am of never meeting him. And if we tempt fate, so be it. True love is the deepest kind of magic. And if we have that, there's very little fate can do to stop us. And I think we have that, because I know that I love you, and I know that you love me too. And this is nothing like how I imagined it would be, but it's every bit as magical.